we don't know what would have happened if I, if the plan that I had put forward in January 2007 to put more pressure on the Iraqis to arrive at a political reconciliation, to begin a phased withdrawal, what would have happened had we pursued that strategy. I am pleased that as a consequence of great effort by our troops, but also as a consequence of a shift in allegiances among the Sunni tribal leaders, as well as the decision of the Sadr militias to stand down, that we've seen a quelling of the violence. But as I emphasized a year ago, 2 years ago, and as I have to emphasize today, ultimately, whether or not we're going to have a functioning Iraq is largely going to depend on the capacity of the Iraqi people to unify themselves, to get beyond some of the sectarian divisions that have plagued the country, and to start setting up a government that is working for the people. And I just want to echo something that both Chuck and Jack mentioned. Everywhere we went, one of the biggest concerns right now is the fact that you've got scores of unemployed Iraqi men and women who are not getting the kind of opportunity that I think is going to be important. And given that Iraq is now experiencing a huge surge in their budget because of the rising price of oil, now is a particularly important moment and opportunity for them to start getting some of that money out into the provinces.